When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns. 'Cause it's spring and girls all sing.
Whatever the season, Monitor is with it, keeping your weekends lively whether you're at home or traveling. I'm Brad Crandall. Chris Economaki checks in later this half hour with news and results in auto racing, sport and speed. And right after Manny Kellum's orchestra and chorus goes to work for a couple of minutes, country and western star Jimmy Dean defines the differences between country and western and hillbilly and bluegrass music. Country and Western singing star Jimmy Dean comes from Plainview, Texas, and it's plain to see or hear that country-style singing is his first love, but there are so many precise categories these days for singers of rustic, rural, down-home songs, it's rare that a so-called Western singer will do any bluegrass tunes. Jimmy Dean explains the distinct differences as he talks with Monitor reporter Frank Knights.
As far as country and Western music is concerned,
you going to make any derogatory remarks? I'll wrap you right in the mouth.
No, this I want to know. What is the difference between country and Western and hillbilly and bluegrass music?
Well, country is Buck Owens, George Jones, Ray Price. Western is... This is my definition.
Mm-hmm.
Western is Sons of the Pioneers, Riders of the Purple Sage. These groups, that is Western, strictly Western.
Where would you put Eddie Arnold now? He's on the popular chart these days. And he's been playing to standing room only crowds at Carnegie Hall. Now,
Eddie,
how do you
Arnold,
figure that out?
Eddie Arnold's a singer.
Period.
He's a very rich singer. And... a fine gentleman who started in the country field and he still sells in the country field and has branched over to the pop field and he's doing very, very well there. And I'm delighted because he's a fine guy. And he's certainly a tribute to our business. He's always conducted himself on stage and off stage as a gentleman. And I appreciate this in a performer. He is where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be. And he's in shape to work when he gets there. And this I appreciate in a man, and Eddie Arnold is that type of guy.
Now, what about hillbilly and bluegrass music?
Bluegrass. Bluegrass is the mandolin, the five-string banjo, and fiddle, bass. And That's your Flat and Scruggs, your Jim and Jesse's, and Don Reno and Red Smiley. They're bluegrass units, and they specialize in that high tenor. Now, hillbilly really pertained at one time to all of us, and hillbilly is a word that is not being used anymore. They don't use hillbilly anymore. We've kind of gotten away from that, and nobody, or, you know, those who know anything about it do not refer to it as hillbilly music anymore. It's country and western.
Now, as far as country and western music is concerned, we seem to find a resurgence of it now with our popular, unquote, singers like, you know, Dean Martin, Ray Charles, and Perry Como recording and making popular country and western tunes, and people from the country and western field, like yourself and Eddie Arnold, coming over to the popular, quote, music field and making big hits out of things like Misty Blue. But
yeah.
Now here's a case of Molly B, who didn't make it, and now in Las Vegas she's back to singing country and western and
yeah.
doing very, very well,
yeah,
well, better than she did with popular.
You know, you throw that at me, and if anybody in the world should know, I guess maybe I should, but I don't. Well, in the first place, I know that Dean Martin, he loves country. You know, he just loves it.
He has several albums of country,
too. Gosh almighty, yes, and loves doing it, you know. And
you go around the world. You go to Tokyo. You go to Germany. You go to Red China, and they have imitation country and western bands.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
They have a Grand Ole Opry there, televised. Japanese Grand Ole Opry.
Singing in Japanese?
Yeah. No, sir. An American, and they got the guy there that sounds more like Hank Snow than Hank Snow. And one guy that sounds exactly like Ernest Tubb, and they got Japanese names. It's so funny. I'll tell you what, we used a clip of it on our television show. And to see a Japanese boy yodeling it kind of warps your head. You kind of sit there and you feel like the whole world has gone off, you know. But I mean, you would think he would never be able to yodel anyhow, you know, because you know, they have troubles with L's. They have turn into R's, you know. And I just didn't figure out in the world he could yodel-a-lee, yodel-a-lee. You just don't figure he can do it, you know. But it's gone around the world, and it's done great things in the past few years, and I'm delighted to see it.
Singer Jimmy Dean, who knows his way around country and western and bluegrass, and even a mixture of both with a pop sound thrown in. For proof of that versatility, listen to this finger-snapping version of A Thing Called Love.
6'6", he stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. Was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a crying like a little whip pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love. When I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
a nag to drop in a gentle reminder about your income tax deadline, remember, your return must be postmarked before midnight tomorrow, April 15th. Okay? Okay. Now a song by Vicky Carr coming up, then Sport of Speed covering all developments in auto racing. So stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC. MS, multiple sclerosis, is the great crippler of young adults. MS is a disease of the central nervous system. There are an estimated 500,000 victims of MS and related diseases. It may happen to anyone, usually between the ages of 20 and 40. MS can mean long years of increasing disability, often eventual paralysis. Cause, prevention, and cure are unknown, but there's hope through research sponsored by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Your contribution could help discover the cure. Give generously when the MS volunteer calls at your home.
Monitor New York, WNBC, New York.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
And wherever you are, the time right now is 13 minutes before the monitor hour. This week in Italy, a young electronics student exhibited a cheap, portable TV jamming device, which he invented. It's very effective in silencing the neighbor's TV set when it gets too noisy. But its use constitutes an offense under Italian law. The curious thing is, it was on display as part of a show on hobbies. So, to stamp collecting, wood finishing, and antique collecting, now you can add do-it-yourself TV jamming.
Your heart is free just like the wind. Your hands reach out, but not for mine now. Build our castle out of sand. I take the water, not the wine now. What went wrong? Tell me how could you do this thing to me, my love? Your heart is free just like the wind. The ring you're wearing isn't mine now. I feel you're with me everywhere, and yet you're only in my mind now. What went wrong? Just tell me how could you do this thing to me? How could you do this thing to me, my love?
Miss Vicky Carr.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment. But first of all, let me ask you a question that people quite often ask us. What's so great about Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils? All right, let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania crudes took a million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania crudes have a unique molecular structure that stands up to the heat of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania-grade Crude Oil Association. For just $1, you get six big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Thanks, Mal. Track tests of the Goodyear-sponsored Shelby Turbine at Hanford, California, were cut short during the week due to brake problems. The braking system on the four-wheel drive car proved inadequate. Driver Bruce McLaren of New Zealand got in a lap of 37 and 85 one-hundred seconds on the one-and-a-half-mile track, which would have been good enough for eighth place in the lineup of the recent championship race there. The car has been returned to the Torrance, California shops of Ken Wallace, where its braking system is now being re-engineered. Mario Andretti track tested the new turbocharged Ford in Firestone tests at Phoenix recently and reports that earlier problems with the engine are all but solved. It's definitely the way to go, the young star reports. Andretti, now an owner as well as a driver, has entered three cars in the Indianapolis 500 under the sponsorship of Overseas National Airways, a concern new to the auto racing sport. Next race for Andretti is the Trenton 150 next Sunday, after which he jets to Milan, Italy, for the Alfa Romeo team to drive a new 3-liter prototype in 1,000 kilometers of Monza on April 25th. In addition to the regular complement of drivers at Monza, Andretti will face French skier Jean-Claude Thilly, who will handle a Porsche Grand Tour. Britain's world champion motorcycle rider, Mike Hailwood, reported in Italy yesterday that he is giving up the two-wheelers to concentrate on prototype sports and Grand Touring events. His decision came after the Honda team of Japan pulled out of international motorcycle racing. A standing room only crowd at the Greenville Pickens Speedway in Greenville, South Carolina last night cheered Richard Petty to victory in a 100-mile race on the red clay half-mile track. Petty finished his 67 Plymouth three laps ahead of a pair of 67 Dodge Chargers handled by Bobby Isaac and Charlie Glotzback, a 67 Pontiac driven by Roy Tyner, and a 66 Ford with its engine ablaze speedily exited by Tony Lund. It was an exciting contest with the lead traded around six times before it was all over. Pole winner David Pearson went out of the race after crashing into the fence when the front suspension let go on a 68 Ford Torino. Buddy Baker, whose dad Buck finished seventh in an Oval, lasted only 77 laps before ignition trouble sidelined his 67 Charger. Tragedy struck the CRA sprint car event at Ascot Park in Gardena, California last night as 42-year-old Hank Henry, a 20-year driving veteran of Escondido, California, met instant death when his car overturned six times in the semifinal. Robbie Powell suffered minor injuries in the three-car tangle. And rain washed out today's USAC sprint car program at the Salem, Indiana Speedway. This is Chris Economaki reporting.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania motor oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed is heard regularly every weekend on Monitor. Also listen for Monitor's other auto racing feature, World of Wheels, every Saturday and Sunday evening. Oh, by the way, Easter Sunday was celebrated in an unusual way at the North Wilkesboro Speedway in Raleigh, North Carolina this afternoon. A report from Monitor's Todd Crane.
The North Wilkesboro, North Carolina Speedway 1000 was held today at the 5/8 mile track. No, not a Grand National race, but a Grand National Easter egg hunt. The Speedway hid 1,000 Easter eggs in the infield for youngsters under 12 to find. The egg with the Speedway's name on it was worth $50. In addition to the grand prize, many NASCAR drivers' wives decorated eggs the colors of their husbands' cars. These eggs were worth the amount of the car number. The petty blue egg netted the finder $43. Likewise, the tiny Lund egg, $55. The David Pearson egg, $16. The Leroy Yarbrough egg, $26. And the Jerry Grant egg, $14. Old pro Buck Baker was asked why he submitted his son's egg instead of his own. Buck's reply was that he hadn't been doing too well this year, while Buddy had. Buddy's car number is 3, Buck's is 87. Over 1,500 youngsters took part in the first annual affair, a kickoff for next Sunday's NASCAR Grand National Gwen Staley 400. Track officials said the caution flag was not used at all. This is Todd Crane reporting for Monitor Sports from the North Wilkesboro 1000.
Montgomery, Windsong. Wherever the four winds blow, there's news, and NBC covers it. Keep up to the minute next with NBC Monitor News on the hour. Then stay tuned for Medicine, the Science of Life on Second Sunday. This is Brad Crandall.
Oh, we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's a lot more time.
Listen now, and you can actually hear the sounds of the Easter season approaching. Hearty dining is so much a part of the holiday season. And what's good dining without a good wine? A Monsieur Henri imported wine, if you please. You probably first enjoyed Monsieur Henri imported wines at a fine restaurant. And there's every reason to enjoy them at home, too. Wines from France, from Spain, Germany, Italy, wherever fine wines are made, you'll find Monsieur Henri gathering them for your pleasure. For this Easter season, Monsieur Henri recommends a soft, full-bodied Piet Burgundy for that marvelous roast beef. A Franz Weber Liebfraumilch Cathedral Rhine wine will do wonders for your turkey dinner. Whichever Monsieur Henri wine you choose to grace your table, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing it's the best. And so are your guests. Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, New York, New York. But of course...
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.